You are listening to Breathe and Bounce.
Hello and welcome to Breathe and Bounce. It's Michael with you here on Friday. So happy you can join us. Well, join me. There's really no one else here. Join us, the listeners. I don't know. You know, people say that stuff in radio and you're kind of thinking to yourself, what are they talking about, right? I put some chill music on here. So today, I've got quite a topic to talk about. What I wanted to talk about was something I think is important. I think it's kind of essential to growth. I mean, you might want to take your life in a different direction. Of course, there's spiritual growth. There's the physical growth. You know, you want to get a better job, get more money, get a car. None of that stuff really matters to me, but I mean, it might to you. But I think in every facet of your life, it is important to find yourself a mentor. It's important to find someone that can kind of help you navigate the waters, so to speak. They don't drive the boat, but they at least can tell you the way they go. It's kind of like they give you the keys to the car, but they don't drive. They'll find a page in the book to turn to, but then, you know, they won't read the book for you. And that's the way it should be, because at the end of the day, the self is who does the growth. The self is the person who does the work. Therefore, that's the key. And today I've got two interesting people coming on my show. I have a shaman by the name of Katie Carlson and her apprentice, Gina Chaddick, that are going to come on and talk a little bit about their journey, how they met and where they're at with this dream that they both share. We're going to find out a little bit more about what a shaman is as well, because, you know, we haven't really talked about that here on the show yet. And I think it's, you know, in the healing and wellness world, you hear about shamans and you hear about healers and Reiki and all this energy sources, chakras, the whole thing. And I feel like maybe we can get into that to dive in a little bit and kind of, you know, learn. I think it would be an excellent idea for us to kind of dive into that and see. So they're going to come on the show. And, you know, we all have mentors. We all have people in life that we trust. And we all have people that we want to help us. And, I mean, I could tell you right now, I have many mentors, like in the radio and media world. I had a guy named Dan. Dan was a mentor for me in that space. In the radio world, when it came to doing production, there was a guy named Joe. God rest his soul. He's no longer here with us, unfortunately, but he kind of showed me my path on doing production on radio. And then when it comes to yoga, you all got to meet Jody. Jody has been a big inspiration with me for yoga because I've learned so much from her outside of her home studio and Lifetime. I learned about plant-based cooking. I learned about just kind of being. I met people because of her. And now I'm going to have a new mentor in my life as I go down the path of certification. Jen Finnegan, who teaches yoga over at Lifetime, is going to be a new mentor for me. So we're going to talk to Katie and Gina here in just a few minutes. But think about it. Do you have any mentors in your life? Do you want to be a mentor to someone? Because if there's anything that's cooler than having a mentor, it is being a mentor.
Feel so unashamed. I can't believe this. this is happening to me. I watch you when you're sleeping. That's when I want to take your love. Oh, won't you show me?
Sometimes walking the path, you find yourself wanting to attain to higher levels. You want to learn more things. And that's when you have to seek out a mentor. You have to seek out someone that has been around. And I always say that the best thing you can do is surround yourself with a lot of people that know things, a lot of people that can help you in your journey. But it's always good to have someone who's really rooted in what they do. And if they are doing something that you're interested in, I would say definitely try to hang out with that person as much as possible. And we're going to talk a little bit about that as my guest today. I have Katie Carlson, who is a shaman, and then Gina Chaddick, who is the shamanic apprentice. Thank you for coming to the show, guys. It's really exciting to have you guys on here. How's it going?
Thank you.
Katie, tell me a little bit about what exactly is a shaman.
Okay. So a shaman is someone who goes through a process of rites and initiations to become accepted as a healer in their community and teach and heal others.
Talk to me a little bit about how did you become a shaman, for one? Let's start there. It's like, how does one become a shaman?
So when I became a shaman is when I realized I always was a shaman, but it was arriving to that set of teachings. And what brought me there was actually yogic practice, going into Reiki. Once I learned these two things, the world just blossomed and I knew there was more. And I was on a mission to find out as much as I could, to learn about my lineage, my history, to honor that. And a part of that process is actually healing on a DNA and cellular level, because we're all descendants from shamanic lineage. And if we think about that, shamanism predates any religion. And so this is honoring our ancestors and reclaiming our birthright and doing what they may not have been able to do.
Now, is shaman kind, does that fall under like a religious connotation or anything like that? Or is this just pure healing and energy? Because I know when people hear things like this, they get a little freaked out, like, oh, what's going on here?
Sure. So this shamanism is a belief system.
Okay.
That we are one. And so my actions affect you and your actions affect me. But there's bigger picture thinking to this, because we're talking about everything that has a spirit. So this is the animal nation, the plant nation, and so much more. And living in accordance, honoring one another, as we have such great power as human beings, and we want to use our influence for positivity. So the shamanism I practice is called Mune Ki Shamanism, and that translates to universal healing energy of love. And because of that, it really is universal, and anyone can learn this.
It sounds like a beautiful thing. I think anything attached to love definitely has connotation. And I think we really, as humanity, missed the boat about being connected, how one person's energy affects another. I've been talking a lot about this on the show lately, is how if someone has negative energy, there must be a reason they had that negative energy. So the only thing you can do is just have your positive energy and then hopefully affect them where their negative kind of dwindles a little bit and becomes more positive. What would you have to say about that? Do you agree that the world is very negative, or Do you think do you think I'm like just Johnny Negative here myself?
No, not at all. I think you're asking good questions that a lot of people want to know the answers to. Curiosity is a sign of intelligence, and so this is how we learn.
Absolutely.
I was quite annoying in school by asking too many questions, but that's how I got here, where I'm at today. So I do think that the world is a very dense place. We all reside in this physical place that is 3D, and it can be very heavy and tumultuous.
Oh,
and
yeah,
that is why there are guides here to show you that that shadow work is bringing you into the light. And that is a process called integration and embodiment. So all of these terrible things are really opportunities to wake up. And each time you wake up, you're honoring yourself. And that is a part of the ascension process.
So how long have you been practicing now for?
So I've been doing my practice for over a decade, actually, but the shamanism is where I've really been focusing the last 5 years, practicing in the community, hosting ceremonies and circles, different things like that.
I noticed one of the events that you do is a cacao ceremony, and, you know, we're going to probably get into that a little bit more as we go on the show, because I actually participated in a couple of those, and that is something else. Can you talk a little bit about that real quick?
Sure. So a cacao ceremony is to honor Pachamama, our earth mother. And within this, we're honoring our roots. Cacao is where chocolate originates from. So we're engaging all of our senses in this process, really slowing down, healing, connecting to the earth. It's a very heart-opening process to share this sacred drink. And it seems so simple, but when we're in the same place, focused on the same intention, with love and in unity, miraculous things happen. And so a cacao ceremony is a great facilitator for deep heart healing.
I feel that every time I do. I've done two ceremonies and I have felt that. And I really believe that one of the things about when it comes to energy and healing, yoga, whatever, the more people there, the better energy, the better the practice. I want to talk to Gina here a little bit because she's just sitting there smiling, just waiting. When is he gonna call on me? Gina,
I love listening to you guys go back and forth. This is awesome.
Gina, tell me a little bit about your background. I know that you said that you did, when we were talking before we got on the air here, you're doing a little bit of jewelry. You also have done some Reiki work. Tell me a little bit about your story. What's happening with you here?
Let's see. So originally I was a massage therapist. One of my teachers in massage school, she did energy work and she used to balance my jewelry to my body. And I thought it was the coolest thing. And I was like, I want to do energy work one day. Well, life happened and eventually I came back around to it. I started receiving Reiki. I was at a rough point in my life. My aunt's best friend is a Reiki master and I was seeing her about once a month. All of a sudden I said, why do I feel like I should be doing this? And she said, you are. Thank you. Finally. And it was just that big moment where I was like, okay, cool. Like, now what do I do?
Yeah.
So from there, I started learning Reiki. In order to practice, I was nervous working on people. I quit my job in the corporate world and started making jewelry. So
that's awesome.
I thought, why not infuse the two? So I make Reiki infused jewelry.
So if I do a session with you, I'm gonna get jewelry and Reiki at the same time, pretty much, and the jewelry is gonna be kind of infused with what you're doing.
Absolutely.
Oh my God, that sounds so cool. I love it. I think I want to do it like now.
Yeah.
I got to be careful. It's like call to action stuff here on the radio station. But no, that sounds absolutely amazing. Yeah. How did you and Katie cross paths?
A women's circle. We sat next to each other.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the universe put the two of you together.
Yeah.
That's always awesome when that kind of stuff happens, huh? The one thing that I think we're learning, I think, you know, a lot of us who are kind of new to this, because I've been I've been into this maybe the last year. I, like you, was in a rough place in my life, and I think that's what kind of, that's what draws people to like Reiki and healing and doing things
Absolutely.
Like this. You know, it's like the universe just plants you somewhere, and it's just, it's not an accident. Now you're learning how to become a shaman from Katie.
Yeah, I'm super excited
and
for
it's
this journey.
Like, and it's like, it's not an accident. It's like
this, not
this
at
was,
all.
This
as
was
soon
supposed
as she mentioned,
happen.
Yeah, as soon as she mentioned she was a shaman, I lit up. Everything in me. I remember coming home and telling my partners, I was like, I met a shaman tonight and I'm going to learn from her. I don't know how, but I'm going to make it happen.
Oh, that's so cool. It's kind of like we were talking about at the beginning, you know, before we said anything, it's like you find something you like, you want to find someone you can connect with that can teach you a lot. And have you learned a lot from Katie, I'm assuming?
Yeah. And Katie teaches me a
years.
Lot. I love being able
There's
to
10 years
learn
there of
from
experience.
Her. It's beautiful. Just the way she speaks and everything. I take so much from her.
Katie, how does it feel to have someone, to be mentoring someone in this position to grow, to do the same kind of work that you're doing right now?
It's such an honor and it's an amazing opportunity. And it's actually the most rewarding work I believe there is on this planet, to be honest with you. It brings me so much gratitude. I'm getting a little emotional right now. It's so heart fulfilling and it keeps you so heart centered. It's a beautiful process and relationship that develops, and to be rooted in someone's journey is extremely profound. So I feel so grateful.
It is. I can just tell. I can just feel the emotion coming through right now. I mean, it's great. You guys have a connection. I can feel the connection between the two of you. And people can experience the connection right here in McHenry County, because you guys are going to be coming to the other side in Crystal Lake, right there in downtown mm-hmm. Crystal Lake. Tell me a little bit about what's going to be going on. It's going to be August the 26th. What are you guys going to be doing there?
So we are so excited for this event. It is called Honoring Pachamama, our Earth Mother, and I will be doing a cow ceremony, and Gina will be doing her amazing Reiki in the circle, and it's going to be absolutely epic.
If people want to find out more information about this event or find out more about the two of you and the journey and everything you guys are going through, how can they reach out?
We have a Facebook group going called Honoring Pachamama, or I'm sorry, an event. So all the information's on the Facebook event.
Okay, and what's the Facebook page called again, one more time?
Honoring Pachamama.
Honoring Pachamama. That's Pachamama. I'll put a link on my page just in case. Guys, I really appreciate you guys giving the time to me today and coming on the show. This is amazing. I just love when I see people that have been, you know, have been in a craft for a long time, and then they bring people up with them so those people can do the same kind of work. And it goes back to spreading all the happiness, spreading the humanity, just spreading that message that love is the answer for everything. It isn't, you know, arguing, it isn't fighting, it isn't being negative, having a bad day at work. You can always do everything with love and gratitude, and things will happen.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much
yes,
for coming on the show,
you,
guys. Once again, that's on August 26th at the other side in Crystal Lake. You can meet Katie and you can meet Gina. They would love to see you.
Good times for a change. See the look I've had can make a good man turn bad. So please, please, please. Let me get what I want this time. Haven't had a dream in a long time. See, the life I've had can make a good man bad. So, for once in my life, let me get what I want
Lord knows it would be the first time. Lord knows it would be the first time.
I'd like to thank Katie and Gina for coming on the show today. They will be, it'll actually be tomorrow. They're going to be at the other side in Crystal Lake tomorrow. Once again, if you want to get some more information, you can go check out that Facebook page that we talked about earlier. Every time we get interviews, we never have time to meditate together. I think we're just going to have an episode where we meditate for 27 minutes. I'm sure there are a lot of people that listen to Huntley Community Radio that would love to meditate for 27 minutes. They'll probably be like, what is wrong with this guy? Anyway, put that in the book. Also, we're going to be starting something new next week. We're going to be featuring a yoga studio of the month. So we're going to talk about a certain studio. It can be in this general area. It could be in Chicago. It could be way yonder. We'll talk to the owner and find out how they got into this and why they decided to open up a studio and all that stuff. We'll be doing that once a month, and that's going to begin next week right here on Breathe and Bounce. Till then, have yourself a very happy Friday. Thank you so much for listening. Be well, be happy, be peaceful, and we'll see you next time here. Namaste.